Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Vov Amar Aleph. So last morning on Daf Tzadik Hey and Beis was the Roma Rova. Mereshit, at the beginning, Rova thought, Havamina Simna Odif, Mitrius Eina. At the beginning, he thought that if we give a simin, we have a sign on something that's better than just you recognize it. That's Vias Eina. Why? Do Madrina Naviditza Besimona. The loch is if somebody lost an object and then you want to claim it back, so you have to give a simin. If you give a simin, so then we return it to you. But we do not return to somebody just the fact that he says he recognized it. Because over there we're afraid maybe the guy's lying, so therefore we can't trust him. So that's what we thought at the beginning. But hashda now, now they heard over these halachas that we see by piece of meat, that if you recognize it. Here the question is, like, if you lost a piece of meat, did it get exchanged for another piece of meat? So if you could recognize the tvias ein in it, we let you keep it, we say it's the kosher. So now they heard this halacha, hata shamita lahani shmaitatom, I mean, and now I would say that tvias einor adifa, that tvias ein, that what you see with your eye, if you could recognize something, that's even greater. That's called tvias einor. Yeah. Yeah, Rashi Tap says here, the shuri yisab tvias einor. Why? Dila teimoch, we're not going to think like this, then heich suma mutabishtai. How is a blind man muta to be with his wife? Like, how is he supposed to know it's his wife or not? And the same thing with b'nei Odom, eich mutarm b'nei shoseyem b'layla. How is a man allowed to live with his own wife at night time when it's totally dark, you can't see, you can't recognize her? Elad must be b'tfiyas eina de kaila, that you could hear her voice, you could recognize her voice. So if so, hochinam here also b'tfiyas eina. There's a speaks for to say, like if you lose something, you yourself, like here it's a piece of meat. So it's not a question of lying. It's for you yourself, can you tell that this is the same piece of meat you lost? It wasn't exchanged for a trade for a piece of meat. So if you could, your eyes recognize that piece of meat, even though there's no real simmon. Just called you could recognize. You have three saying, no, that's as far as I believe you. You could use the meat, eat the meat. The same way a blind person is mutter for his wife. The Rashi says, a person like for a blind person puts his mind to recognize his wife's voice. The Rashi says, I, by Aveda, we see not like that. I don't run out from the loch of an Aveda if you lost something. The reason why we don't give it back to somebody says he just recognized it, because we're afraid the guy's going to lie because he wants to steal. The person has a chemda to steal some money. So therefore, by an Aveda, we don't return unless you give us a good simin. But otherwise, we're not afraid you're going to lie. You yourself, you have a right to tell something by the fact you could recognize it. But you can recognize the voice or recognize the object itself. Yeah. Another one says, a hokin and twisin. Omer Rav Yitzchok braid the Rav Mesharshia. Teda, bring another proof. Yila was a betray. The Amri, if two Adam come and they tell us, Flamya Dahai Simna, Vai Simna, Koto Nafsha, that such a person with this simon and with that simon killed somebody. That's what they say. Rashi says, Ploini Horag Esanefesh, Vieno no Makirin Boy Meilam. We don't know who the murderer was. El is Simonim Kachva Kachoye Begufoy, or the Caleb Shalherik. We only know, like, the murderer, he was wearing a red suit. Glaser is wearing black shoes. If you only have simonim upon the person, that's not enough. For that alone, we don't kill that person. Even though two Adam say we have this simonim, how the person looked, still the din is like kaplin and lay. We don't kill that person. Like, we're afraid maybe that day, punk, the guy put on somebody else's shirt, maybe put on somebody else's suit. So the fact he could recognize the suit, that's not enough. But vilo amri, but if you tell us, istlon tfiyas eino begavei, but if you tell us, I know that this Reuven killed, how do you know? Because you recognize Reuven. Rashi says, Umakir Nano Boy, we recognize Reuven. Like, we know Reuven killed. So Loch risk Kadinale, then we kill Reuven. The Sibli Adim, if they have Tfiyas Eina, they recognize him, we trust him and we'll have the guy killed. And if they don't, just summon him on the clothing, it's not so good. And Umar Vashavashi says, Teda bring another proof. The Ilu Omale Inish. The person tells his, says the messenger, Karya Laplani, go meet me, or go call me that person. Karya Laplani, call me that person. Tahai Simna Vahai Simna. That the person should know, has a red suit, has a red hat. I'll give you some more about that person. So even though you send him, Sofik Yodale, Sofik Yodale, maybe he'll meet that person, maybe not, it's a doubt. But if you know the shliach, the messenger, recognizes your friend, like he knows him because he recognizes him, is kichozel layadilei. Then you're like, you know for sure, if he meets him, you know that's him. So kids is like a smur to say something you recognize that you're more certain about. If you could tell him by itself, but something you have to come on to simonim, then it's doubtful whether you're picking the right thing. Could be punk that day, is you wearing somebody else's. That's the maskana, that we're not afraid the guy's gonna lie, then tfiyas aina, if you recognize it by your own eyes, that's better. Now the Mishnah says, hanoito gid hanoshe, if somebody goes to take out the gid hanoshe from the thigh, like you want to remove the sciatic nerve in order to eat from it, so how much do you have to take out? So Mishnah says, sar shitlis kulay. You have to remove all of it, you have to take the whole thing out. Rashi says it means yechatit achrav, you have to go dig after it. V'stam mishnah b'meyeh, the yom ha-chatita b'roi, stam mishnah, like the meyeh said before, the whole gid, even the roots, deep down, are also asa. So you have to dig out the whole nerve. Rav Yudu Raimen no, k'dei l'kayim b'mitzvah s'natila. It's enough just to be m'kayim the mitzvah, like of removing it, that's all. Mashma, just the top part of the nerve. You don't have to make a chatita to go dig after it, after the whole thing. Now, ho'oicha megid ha'noshe, somebody eats from megid ha'noshe kezayis, you eat a kezayis worth of it, sefek ha'boyin, you get malchus. You get really 30, it always says 40, really it only means 39. Och, let's say you eat a megid ha'noshe, v'yein ba kezayis, there's no kezayis in the megid ha'noshe, so also chayiv, you get chayiv, that's the Tanakam here, you get malchus, because the old is called a barrier, and therefore since it's a barrier, you'll get malchus, even though it's less than a kezayis, it's a complete thing. Ochu mizek kezayis and mizek kezayis, sefik shemayim, eat from two different gidanoshes, mesam you have two separate hasaros, so maybe you get two times malchus, it's two separate averis. We have you doimino, and a sefik elaboim, you only get one time malchus, like Rashi says, the enoig elabachas, according to a view, that's only noig on the right thigh. So here you ate the gidanoshe from the right one, and from the left one, according to a view, you only get one malchus, because according to him, it's only the right side has the yisa, not the left side. Now the Gemara says, Bar Piuli, yeah, Bar Piuli, have a koi kaima de Shmuel. He was once sitting in front of Shmuel, so called Menacher, and he was like cleaning out Atmo, a side of the side of the meat. He was like cleaning it out. So Chumri, he was cutting out the Gira Nosha. So have a koi goyimle, so he was only cutting away by the surface of the nerve. So Chumri, that's like a Yehud in the Mishnah, just the surface is enough. So Omale, so Shmuel said to him, Chus beit fei, no, go cut away, go down deeper, cut out more. And the Chur Shmuel holds like the Meir, the Tanakam of the Mishnah. So Mora says, Hashto lechazisach, so like Bar Plu was saying, if I wouldn't have seen you, Shmuel, Safisa li Yisura, like you would have served me something that's also. Shmuel was saying this. But Shmuel is telling me, you gotta cut deeper. He said, no, if I wouldn't have seen you, then you would have given me teat, something that's also. So Irsis, so the guy became very frightened, this Bar Palui. And not for Sakina Miyodah, Mamash's knife fell out of his hand, and he got so frightened, he had to sound like he's doing a Vadi Issa. Somewhere, and this Shmuel said back to him, Lert Irsis, like, don't be so afraid. The Eru Lecho, whoever taught you the Locho, was Krev Yud Eru Lecho. Like, it's not 100% wrong. So only Shmuel saying he himself wouldn't have eat from it. That whoever taught you like Rabbi Yud in the Mishnah, that it's enough just to cut off by the surface of the vein. You don't have to cut off all the way into it. So whoever taught like Rabbi Yud. Omar Rav Sheshes, my deshoka bar piulei, that bar piulei took out at the surface, the top part of the vein, you should know, the Yeraisa Rabbi Yud. That's also midi Yeraisa according to Rabbi Yud. So as she said, she said, "Is my the shocker b'afil the raisa the Rabbi Yehuda that he took off according to Rabbi Yehuda like the top surface? That's also midi raisa. Could be even according to Rabbi Meir. That's what's also midi raisa. The chlal the shaya the rabbanon, what he left over like the chtita, the digging down in further, that's only yosa midi rabbanon, the Rabbi Yehuda. El doriyah lecho yeah." Rashi says, so let's see. Samora says, Elo diorule, kaman orule. And according to what you're saying, it should still be yosem de rabbanon. So who taught Bar Piloi? All you have to do is just cut off the top part. So that can't be like you're saying that the top part is still the deep part is still awesome at Rabbanan. So rather it's like this, Ela Radom Roshesh, my Dishoko Ba Pula Di Raisa. What he took out the top surface, that piece of the rice according to everybody. Oma Dishaya the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Meir. And what he left over inside is only Yosim the Rabbanan according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Because that the Rabbi Meir, Tanakam and the Mishnah says, you have to be tzorch lachtech achrab to dig deep to get the whole, all the roots out, that's only with the Rabbanan. But with the rice, they also agree it's only us at the top surface. Because the Madishaya, the Rabbanan Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, because if you contribute the Shita, Afilum the Rabbanan Shori, he holds no. So therefore, this Bab Yulei, when he was taken out to get a nosha, he only took out the top surface of the nerve. That's like Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. But that's all that's lost to even with the Rabbanan. Just according to Rabbi Meir, that the Shul holds like he told me, you have to go deeper down. That's Midi Rabbanan, you have to go down deeper, take out even the roots of the nerve. Then the Mishnah says, Oichle Migid HaNosha, if somebody eats from the Gid HaNosha, so he gets Malkus. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Le'osru Torah Ela Shal HaKaf Bovad. What do you get Malkus? What's the real issue of the Gid HaNosha? Only the part of the vein that's on top of the calf itself. That's the only part that's also. And upon the spoon there, that's like the muscles on top of the bone there, on top of the thigh, on top of the calf, that's where the Gid is awesome, the Rishon. Shneimar Pasuk says, Al Kaf HaYerech, like the spoon of the thigh, on that, the ball there, that's where it's awesome. So Rashi says, Shal HaKaf, Da'afa Pisha Gid Orech, even though the vein is very long, and Nosa L'masha Shrech V'Lakav, it's only awesome, it's around the ball, Rashi's calf, that's Bosser HaSev V'Sakolius, the meat that goes around this bone. The Dovig lets him, Vagid Orech Shrech Mitzosi Agabi Yosebos, and it goes further down. So it's also Midi Rice is only the vein that's around this top part of the bone, the spoon there of the bone. Omra Pover, Prophet says, Ishino Ki Tanoi, Real Tamachoikis Tanoim. Rashi is in the forest, Vyos Rashi, Rabbon Nislei Tishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Leslei Tishmuel. So what, yeah? So Machoikis Tanoim. It says like this, Ochlu Yed from the Gid of Noshe Vein Bakizayis. Chayiv, Yichayiv, you get Malkus, because it's a barrier. Rabbi Yehuda Menoa Chayiv Bakizayis. Yoni Chayiv, if you have a Kizayis. Now, my time to Rabbon, what's for the Rabbon that Yichayiv even with a Mashu? Because there are Yibuf Niyatsumi. They hold the whole Gid of Noshe, it's called a barrier, it's like a new creature by itself. So therefore, no matter how big it is, if you eat the whole Gid of Noshe, you get Malkus for that. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? No, he holds Achiluk Sivibay. In the parish of Gid of Noshe, Torah said, Lo Seichel, you can't eat from it. So ever says Lashon of Achilo, Achilo is means the Kazayis, that's only us if he the Kazayis worth. For the Mavar Abonin, Hahi Achilo, what does that mean to say? Techi Ispe Abo v'chamisha Zaysim. If the Gid itself was a big Gid, and it had 4 or 5 Zaysim worth of the vein, in such a case, the Ocho Chad Kazayis, you only ate 1 Kazayis of the Gid, Mechayiv and Echlami, then you would get Malkus for that. Rabbanan also agreed that it says Achilo to tell us, if you eat a kezayis worth, you get malchus. They only say a chiddush if you have a small gid that the whole thing is less than a kezayis, and you eat the whole thing, then you get malchus for it also. Ve'enachunami, if it's a big gid and you eat a kezayis shaboy, they also agree you get malchus. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Yehuda say about this? Me'asher ala kaf hayerech nafka. So that he learns out from the posik, me'asher ala kaf. Rabbi Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, hu lo yitzruch lashminin. Even you don't eat what's on top of the calf. But so in this we know that you get Malkus if you only eat a Kazayas worth of it. Now for Rabbanan, what do they do about this? For Rabbanan say, no, this posik of Miasher ala kaf, we need for Shmuel's halacha. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Le'osru Torah Elo Shalakaf HaYerech. That pasuk does not come to teach me vidi kizayis over the yichayiv, but it's come to teach me the whole gid anosho. That what's awesome with the rice is only the gid, the part of the vein that goes over the calf, the spoon there of the thigh. That's the only part that's awesome. That's the rabbanan shita. Sounds like Shmuel said before. But Rabbi Yehuda, he argues and holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that hayerach ksiv, the kula yerach, that the whole yerach is awesome with the rice. The Rashi says, blessed lady Shmuel. Any kazayis heat of the whole gid anosha yichayiv for. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda dashed in. Says kaf hayerach mashma the whole yerach. For Rabbanim, What do they do? Who the poshet isura b'kuli yerech? They all know that it's only attached to which vein is also. It's only the inside vein, the one that goes along the whole thigh. Lafuke chitz and aloy comes next to the outside vein that doesn't go along the whole thigh. That vein b'chol is not also. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Rashi Rabban and he hayerech lashmin and also tiyen also velapnimi. It's only also the inside vein. The poshet isura b'kuli yerech. And even on that vein, what's also of it? Only the kaf hayerech. But the outside vein, bechlal, is not also. It says, Liyodim though, shalakaf, that what part of the inside vein is also? Only the vein that's on top of the spoon there of the thigh. For the more I, b'hai kaf, m'bonu lemuti oif, I renewed the word kaf that we had before to exclude a knife, that the gid hanosha of a knife is muta, because an oif's thigh, there's no spoon, there's no round thing there, there's no kaf. Lemute oif, the less like kaf. So Mora says in Echnami, Trey kaf ksiv, says the word kaf twice. So one is to teach us not a bird. By a bird, there's no way to get a nosha. The other one is to teach us that this kaf hayerech, that what's osir is only the vein that's above, that's around the kaf, not the rest of the vein. So kids, that the Shmuel before said that the vein is only osir, it goes around the kaf itself, that's like a machlokes anoyim. That's only this machlokes reviewed in the Rabbonin. Yeah. Mashto put a call point with the Rabbanon, though we held that Sarach Sheyit Les Kuloi, Mashi had to be chotted, you have to go in and take out the whole thing. Even though Midi writes it's only Yosar Shalach Kaf Bovad, Vice Vice Midi Rabbanon, though, you have to go further and take out the whole thing. Yeah. Now the famous Mishnah starts, these here Allah is about Tarubas now. Yeah. Mishnah says, Yerech shenizbashu bo gid hanosha. Person took the whole thigh of the animal, and he cooked it up. He took the whole thigh with the gid hanosha inside it, and he cooked it up. So the question is, the gid hanosha is also to eat. So l'chura, that gives tam into the rest of the meat. So the question is the rest of the meat now also to eat or not? So it depends. Em yesh by b'noi saying tam, if there's not 60 times the amount of the gid hanosha there, so the gira nosha gives off taste into the rest of the meat, then lochra is a rezu asura. The whole piece of thigh, all the meat, becomes asa. Now, Kate said, Misharina noisai, how do we test, how do we tell, what kind of size is it, what kind of measurement is there, that we can tell that there is tam in the rest of the meat, and what's the size? So it says, kibosa belefis. Now, come hold, you have to have the size of meat with the lefis. How much lefis would give taste into the meat. That's the way you tell it. If meat gives into a turnip, so Rashi says, "Gubosa b'lefes" means "roin kilo yerech liftois." We have to look as if the yerech itself is like turnips. Fi hagid bosa, as if the gid hanosha is like meat. Vilu hoyenoisein tam bosa kishir hagid b'lefes. If this amount of meat, the size of the gid hanosha, would have given off taste into a turnip with the size of the yerech, then is also. Rashi says, "The shiur and alach l'mashem isinai or gemira. This is that kabbalah the b'hochi mesherinen. The yaf agav, the yaf api shilu hoyi kuruv hoy kaflet hoy tzarach pachas. Yes, even if it would have been a cabbage or something else of a different shiur, that's the kabbalah that they hold. You have to be mishayir if the issa would be like a piece of meat." And the dover head would be like a piece of turnip. Would that amount of meat give taste into the turnip? That's the way you mishaya. Yeah. We'll soon see it. Allah don't think we hold like this. We hold so it's totally in shishim. Now, gid hanosha, the Gemara says, in his bashel imagidim. What's going to be if you cook the gid hanosha with other veins, shall heter mutadika veins? It depends. Imagidim. So, bisman shemakirin. If you could tell which one is the gid hanosha, means you'll throw it out, take it out and throw it away. So now it's only a question if the tam of the gid hanosha went into the other veins, then it's benoisim tam. The Rashi says, im yesh benoisim tam, b'choleilu. Again, the same she as before. If there'll be a, if you look, one is like bosom, one is like lefes, and it would have given off tam into it, then they all become osa. V'yim lav. V'zimanchi, benoisim tam. V'yim lav, and it doesn't give tam, then it would be muta. But v'yim lav, let's say not makir, you don't know which one is the gid hanosha, so you can't throw it out, then kulun asurim. And everything becomes asa. Rashi says, "Lekam meforish the nois same time b'min b'minoi she'nod the miyachol avchinoi shiru b'shishim." We'll see what this means here. Chur means here v'imlav kul nasur means that if v'imlav means if you can't throw out to get a nasha, then everything becomes awesome. This is left to see in the Gemara why. Now, what's going to be the haroitif? Let's even in a case we can't throw away the gid anosha, it stays there, it's like it's not bottle, it's also, but only the pieces are also. What about the roitif, the juice that's there? That's for sure b'noi sintam. That depends upon if it's noi sintam or not. Because for sure the gid anosha is not in the juice, it's not in the gravy. So that's only a tam that came out of the gid into it. So therefore, it's us. Therefore, it's still b'noi sintam. Now, v'chein, the same halach applies also, chaticha shel nevela, a piece of meat of a nevela that got mixed up with other pieces of meat. V'chein chaticha shel dag tamei, same thing, a piece of fish, a tray for a piece of fish. Shenizbash lim chatichos, that got mixed up with other pieces of meat, other pieces of fish. Bizman shemakirin, if you know klo, which piece was also, so you throw it out. Now it's only a question, does it give off taste into the other pieces and the meisin tam? Then we'll mishayir if it has enough to give off tamanat. V'yim lav, but in the case we don't recognize the piece of meat that was also, the piece of fish that was also, then kul masuras, then all the pieces remain also. And this, the Gemara has the question, why? Even if you don't recognize the piece, but let's say it's bottle b'roiv, let's say chach be bottle betray, which is a bottle b'roiv also. So we'll see in the Gemara why it's not bottle. But if you don't recognize the piece, then we say all the pieces remain also. But again, v'haroitev, let's say you're not eating the piece itself, you're only eating the juice, so the juice for sure is not the piece itself, is only tam that came out of the piece into the juice. So then for sure we say b'nai sin tam. It depends what other things, what other ingredients there is in this pot. So if you have 60 times more heta than you had issa, then it would be muta. If less than that, then it would be yasa. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel Leishona, when we learn the din of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Techiyesh by B'nai Saint Tam, when it gives Tam into the Yerach, that Kol HaYerach Asura, the whole piece of meat is also, when is the Mishnah talking about? Elishin is Bashobo, only if you cooked it in water. Rashi says, Sharoitiv Mala HaTam B'Cholabosa, if you put the whole thigh in a big pot of water and cook it up, then we say the water takes the taste of the Gidon Asher and throws it all around the whole meat. So therefore, it gives time into the whole meat becomes also. Avo nitlabo, let's say you don't cook it in water, you just roast it. You take this thigh the way it is with the gid anosher inside it, and you only roast it. Rashi says, avo nitzla, imoi, if you roast it, then nitzmis pesechai. The gid just like shivers up, shrinks inside. Vienna v'fafeya, it doesn't go out, v'yetzilabos doesn't go out into the meat. It just stays in its place. So then the lochuri is kerlef v'yoichel. All you have to do is just cut out kailuf, v'yoichel, and nafket. Kailuf v'yoichel means keep dig into the meat and eat it. Ad shemegila gid, until you come to the gid. It's only the gid is also, but not the meat. Like we just said, because the tam of the gid does not flow out into the rest of the meat. It only stays there in its place. So Rashi says, kailuf v'yoichel means kolemar. Choytech elyon, cut off the top piece, v'yoichel eat, until you come to the gid. But the whole piece does not become also through tzli, through roasting. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. And this thing more says, ain't it not that way? I v'omer Rav Huna, a gid, if you have the gid anosha, shenitzla b'chelboi, if you roasted it with its own chelif, Rashi says, shle noto chelif akloish, you didn't take out the fats on top of the kidneys. So you have the gidi, this is not the gimmin kred, Rav Huna, gidi, if you have a whole kid, not the gid anosha, a piece of meat from the gidi, a kid, shetzola b'chelboi, you roasted the whole piece of meat with its fat attached to it, also lechol, you're not allowed to eat from this piece of meat. I feel them rush out to eat from the, even from its ear. Rashi says, "Shein shom chelif, even though there's no fat there in its ear." Alma, what do we see? Push the isur b'kulus. You see, even by roasting a piece of meat, also the roasting takes the fat and throws it all over the piece of meat. That whole piece of meat becomes also. So what do you say over here by the gid that if you'd roast the gid anosha in the thigh, then the rest of the thigh would be mutta? So I'll tell you, shani chelib, chelib is different. Fat, timetafeya. By fat is a different svara. Fat is greasy like, that shoots out and goes all over. Therefore, that goes over the whole meat, the murasa, the whole meat. But in our case here in the Mishnah, the gid hanosha, the tam of the gid is not fatty. So therefore, that does not come out if you roast it. Only if you cook it does the tam come out. But just by roasting it,
the tam of the gid does not spread out, and therefore, as I said before, by tzoleyo bimuta.
So we ask the question now, is that true? Or v'chelav also, if you roast, let's say, a piece of meat that has fat inside it, do you say the whole piece of meat becomes also? Rabbi Chana said that uvde heve kaimed Rabbi Yochanan, it once happened a case by in front of Rabbi Yochanan, v'chnishtu de moyin, he's in the basic Knesses, in the shul there of moyin, that it once happened big D, they once had a kid there, she'etzolo b'chalboy, that they roasted it with its fat. And with its fats, and the yosu, they came, v'shalul Rabbi Yochanan, yes, Rabbi Yochanan, what should we do? Is it mutar to eat the rest of the meat or not? V'yom, and Rabbi Yochanan said to them, yes, kailuf. He said to them, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, that just cut away the meat, kailuf yoichel, at shemigil l'chalba, you could eat all the meat, just when you come down to the fat, just leave over the fat. So it's a stira. We're saying before now, that by kailuf, we have a fatty piece of meat, then the pshat is that the fat spreads out all over the meat. And here it's marashmi, even the fatty is still its mutter. So Moshe Nechanam, I tell you how who, this story here, this case of Rabbi Yochanan, was kochashevi. It was a lean kid. It was a lean piece of meat. Therefore, it wasn't fatty. So therefore, even though it had some fat inside it, but that fat does not spread. So therefore, it's mutter. Rabbi Nechanam, a normal piece of meat, usually we say is fatty, and therefore it would spread. I think Allah, we're always choshed that any piece of meat we have, we always consider it to be like a shomein, a fat, that it would spread. If you ever roast it with fat, it would spread. Yeah. Another territory is Rav Huna by Yuduama Kulio the Chelboy. I'll tell you, here was a little different case. He was over, it was a kidney that was roasted with its fats. Kulio the Chelboy Heve Visharyo Visharyo. And is muta. So why is it different? Rashi says, "Mishum demavse karma." There's a membrane going around the fat. So therefore, here it doesn't spread. But a normal fat that would spread. Rovin bar Ravada Oma kilchus biyufas heavy. I tell you, the case over here was it was kilchus that was found in a pot. Rashi says kilchus means shekets dogum ktanim. It was small fish, small treif of fish that they found there. That was the story. It wasn't a fatty piece of meat. It was the dog and katanim, small fish they found there. They were treifim. V'yosu shalav yakentes Rabbi Yochanan. V'yomlo, he said to him, l'taymiyo kfeilo armoi, let a goyish cook taste it. In other words, let's see if the taste of the fish, he could tell it in the meat or not. So that was the case, because it wasn't a piece of fat over here, but rather the reason why I said it was muta, because it was fish. I says fish is not called fatty. So if it's only show that shreif of fish give off tam into the meat. So he said, let's bring a goyisha cook, and let the cook taste it, and we'll see if he tasted it or not. So much like this, Omer Rav said, Meiresh at the beginning, Hevi Kukashli, was bothering me. Hod the time, that we learned, that Kideira Shebisho Bo Boso Lo Yivasho Bo Chola. That's a Mishnah later we'll have, that a flesh of the kapat, you're not allowed to cook milk in that pot. V'im bisho, let's say you put some milchiks in a flesh of the kapat, so b'noi sein tam. The law is that the milk is also, if the tam of the meat, the tam of the pot, went into the milk, then it's also. But if there's no taste of the pot, of the meat, in the milk, then it's muta. And the same thing, the law is truma. If you have some truma, is lo yivasho b'chum, you have a pot that used to cook truma in it, so you should not now cook chum in it. And v'im bisho, if you did cook regular food in that pot, but at the same time, again, you have to taste it to see if the food tastes from the taste of truma, then it's all also. Not also, it has a loch like truma, only a kohen could eat it. And if not, anybody could eat it. That's a loch later. So it says like this. Bishlem is very good, I understand. The second case, truma. It says about if you could taste the truma in the food, then it's also. So how do you know if it tasted or not? Tell you like kohen is very good. Let a kohen eat it. A kohen could eat it anyway. So let a kohen taste it. And if he says he tastes the meat, if you taste the truma, we'll know that a regular soul cannot eat from it. It says if you put milk in a flesh to kapat, so if you taste the tam of the flesh, of the meat, in the milk, then it's also. But who can taste it? Like a Jew is not allowed to taste it. There'll be nisa bosa b'cholov. So how do we know if it tastes like it or not? That was always bothering him. So therefore, it was bothering Rava. The Rava said, Hashtin now, to Yom Rabbi Yechon, and says, Sam chinanak feila moi, that you have a right to rely on a goyish cook. Like it says over here, let a goyish cook taste it. So hochinam, Ipsham, the Mishnah is also the same thing. Sam chinanak feila moi, you let a rely on a goyish cook. And so he speaks out, Afagab David Chavim Hu, even though he's a goy, and usually we don't trust a goy, so how come here we trust a goy? There it says, Kivon the Kfelu, a guy's a cook, is Loy Meshaka, we have a chazak, like he's not going to lie, to Loy Yasurum Nosoy. He doesn't want to lose his job. Like if he's going to lie and say, really it doesn't taste, and it does taste, so later we'll find out the truth, we'll taste it, and we will taste it. So people say, that guy can't be a cook. So if he won't want to lose his name, his reputation, therefore he'll for sure tell the truth. So you see, we have a right to be samech on the goyish cooks. Here also, be samech on the goyish cook. Let him taste it. So in our case was, if you taste the treif of fish and the meat is also. And if you don't taste the treif of fish, then the meat is mutter. You hear the same thing, basa b'cholof. Now the Gemara says, the Yom HaRavah, because Rav says like this, Omer Rabbonin, Rabbonin say the klolim by Noisim Tam is like this, that Omer Rabbonin b'tayma. Certain things are b'tayma, like you have to tell if you taste the yisadir, it's also. If you don't taste it, not. Rashi says, Omer Rabbonin b'tayma means v'kam makaymis, a lot of places in Gemara, sheshinuna, that we learned, b'noisim tam, something is also b'noisim tam. V'yom Rabbonin, that's one halacha. And also, v'yom Rabbonin b'kfeila. The Rabbonin say a lot of times you could be samech on a cook. Let a cook taste it to see if he tastes the yisra or not. And Rashi says, k'yom Rabbonin b'kfeila said. So that's another halacha. And thirdly, v'yom Rabbonin, sometimes Rabbonin say b'shishim. Like if you can't have anybody taste it, so then we go b'sa shishim. Rashi says the Perek Bas Masech Davar Dizara Paskin Hilchasa B'Cholisurim Shabater B'Shishim Bein Bas B'Cholav Bein Shari Surim B'Shishim. He's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you Mishai like a boss in a kaflut, like in a turnip. But the last corner we don't pass. We Paskin Nestoli always in Shishim. You have 60 times the amount of Issa, then usually we say you don't taste it. But if you have a guy tasting it and he doesn't taste it even less than that, it'll also be Mutta. Just in a case where you can't taste it, then you have to be Samechon Shishim.